welcome. And we are a little bit crashing. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is the night, the Friday night, where after a long, intense week, you turn around and you get together with some friends and you listen into one of these wild shows. This is Jethro Smith, and I am going to start out here with a little bit of cash energy. I want those of you who are here to feel the time that we're in. It's 10 a.m. here in the East Coast. I know a lot of you and our friends in the Pacific, it's only 7 a.m. So deal with me a little bit. Work out a little bit of time here. And going with the energy, you're going to have to bear with me a little bit. I'm having a lot of crazy energy, which is always a good sign. It means that we're going to have, a lot of good energy here. So just hang on. Let's take another couple seconds here to get ready. I've got a couple of you on the queue, and we're going to take them in. I've got a special guest coming. We're working with this right now. I don't know why, but Skype seems to be a little touchy, and we're telling it to let us have her back and get ready to go wild. And they said that's what we're going to do. So any of all of you friends that have been contacting us, I want to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's going on. We have I'm a fan of Jam. Go to psychicsgonewild.com and put in I'm a fan of Jan. Don't forget that we've got some new phenomenal people. Mondays, DC Love is here. DC Love is a phenomenal gifted psychic, just really rocking out the positive energy. Look for her on Mondays. Gary Wimmer with our Mystic Haven. Mondays, three of wildest ones. Turn around Tuesday. Tuesday, you get a hold of Linda Irwin. Unseen World has flew her in. She's here. She's doing work, and she's talking paranormal and any events and energies you've got. Linda's got a new deck and a new way of reading that you guys have got to try out. Call the 773-897-6461. We love her dearly. Don't forget, if you get a chance, to stay on that day, because you've got two phenomenal ladies who are also there with her. And one of them, you know, Jan Bach-Drakey. Yay, our little wild Jan, the one, the only, the true little sweetheart, the Jan fan. Those of you who know Jan, she's been started out in the rooms helping people, chatting, working here. Always had a gift and ability, and she now is reading on the air. We have I'm a Jan fan. Yes, you want to put in for that at Psychics Gone Wild and win yourself a lot of good prizes. Continuing on Wednesday, we have Melissa Berman and another surprise lady who's coming in, so you guys have got to tune in. And then we've got Thursdays now. We've got Dina Flanagan and Jethro Smith, yours truly, here working together to bring you the best readings. And then we've got our new Eileen Betcher. Eileen is not only a phenomenal new reader that's been added who's always had the gift, but she reads angel cards and is a Reiki master, having a lot of fun. And we laughed so hard last night. I still have stitches from giggling and laughing with those two. Tune in Thursday nights when you're ready to laugh and just have a good time with the Psychic Gone Wild. Friday nights is Patty Negri's night with Jethro, and we always have special guests. Tonight we are working with the one and only Kimberly Ward, and I know that a lot of you know Kimberly. Kimberly is a very phenomenal warded medium, you know, card reader, shamanic practitioner, dream interpreter, healer, wellness coach. She's a member of the Federation of Certified Psychics Mediums. Kimberly's just a fun person. I can tell you when I met her in California, she was a very good person. And if tonight things happen where we don't, we're going to keep trying to get a hold of Kimberly. We'll have her on the show. That's what we love about the psychics that are going here. But we just heard the song with the Love Come Crashing Down, and I wanted you guys to know that love is coming crashing up, because we're going to turn around and play a song here and give us just a second. And I say we, but me tonight, Friday night, I'm really excited. Had a great time here in Tampa with a circle. We're going to play Twin Soul, but our fun friend Jenny from Jeannie Christie Drinkle, those of you who know her from the Healing Fountain on Mondays here on Blog Talk Radio, this is one of her songs, Twin Soul. Let's take a few minutes here, and then I'll be right back to get those readings for you, and we'll see. Kimberly was up at 3 a.m. and been going the whole morning, so I'm going to try one more time on Skype.
When I'm down. There's only a
Oh, that was beautiful. And Janie always brings out the beautiful energy. You're a knighted kingdom, but for the world, you're the angel of all, the healing fountain. And I want to thank you for that song. Well, tonight you've got Jethro, and we're going to go ahead and do what we do. We're going to go wild. So I'm going to pick up the phones. I'm going to tease a couple of you. We're going to talk. We're going to get the fun. Do warn you, those of you calling in the first time on 773-89-764, you've got to be able to laugh. You've got to be silly. We'll give you a few minutes of my time and yours to enjoy this. Please have something ready there. I do like to have you give me your first name, and then I'll pick up what the guys are telling me. So let's do it the old-fashioned way. Let's do it the way Jethro loves to do it, and that's how I read. I need you to give me your name. I'm going to tell you what the guys have got. We'll work together, and I know you'll have one question. I can only give one because we've got 47 minutes left of this wild show to do it. Let's have some fun, and let's go wild. 631, let's have some fun. How are you, 631?
Hi. 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 My name is Rita. I like to know what's going on with my love life.
Oh, Alita, ooh, I like to talk about the love life. I feel the goodest energy you've got there happening. The guys are telling me that I feel like they're going there. You got me all teasing and excited already. It's like that's my favorite subject is love. And the guys are telling me that there is, Alita, I feel there's a situation that you have someone who was in your life that you are is trying to come back, but you don't want them to come back. They're showing me that there's a person that really cares with you that wants to, and you're not wanting to go into the other part of the energy. They said you're also going into something else, but it doesn't seem like it's not meant to be what's happening for you. I feel that there's going to be a new love coming into your life, and they're telling me that this is someone that you are going to meet that you haven't met before. They keep showing me that it looks like there's some kind of an event going on in March.
A March?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I feel like you're ready for a relationship. You've got your love shoes on. You're ready to start out with Cupid and you in the dance. I just feel that the guy just saying there's a little bit of energy going there. I also feel like you're taking care of or caregiving someone there that's pulling energy from you.
Yes.
That's what I'm feeling. Yes. And
okay.
You are a good woman. The guys are telling me that you're, take that as a compliment. The guys say a lot of things to me real fast. They said you're a good woman, that you're a good person. I feel like this person is, you're helping caregive them and things are happening, but it's time for you to get time for you. It's like they keep taking the attention and the energy is what they're telling me. The guys are saying that. They're showing me that you have, are you aware of the spirit guides, like the totem animals? Did you know you have a very beautiful tiger totem animal?
Oh,
yes, and I feel that's part of this is why this year is going to be good for you and getting the love and the energy, but you need to have someone who is like you. You don't want someone who's just calm. You want someone who's going to live and be happy and laugh, and I feel that you've got a lot of life to give, and you want to enjoy life. You don't want to be just sitting on a couch somewhere.
You're right.
That's what they're telling. Thank you for calling in.
I like to do things. I like to get out. I like to have a good time.
You're my kind of friend. That's what I like. I know we're living, we're breathing, we're going the energy. And I said, that's what's happening. The angels are also telling me that as we're getting into this with you, that let's talk a little bit here about the sadness. Now you've had some family or some people that are on the other side that you are like the one who said the goodbyes to them. I feel there's like they were waiting or something when they passed, and they keep telling me the guys that they were very close to you, and you said your goodbyes, but yet they still keep coming to talk to you.
Yeah, on the other side, right?
Yes.
It's got to be, I don't know, my husband, my aunt, one of them.
I feel it's male. I feel that he still comes and sees over you. And I got to tease you. He was good about the fact he wants you to be happy here, but he says you're always his. So I would say it's your husband. I feel like he knew that when he went over, this wasn't going to be easy for you. I feel like he was a little bit of struggle that health and other things got him, and he didn't want to go.
Yes, that's true.
That's what I feel here, and they're telling me with the angels and you working together that this is part of where the other part's going to happen for you, and now you and him have worked on it. And he does laugh. He said you should have known you always had a tiger in your tank. He's making jokes about you being a tiger. It's funny. I love it. He tells me that you and him were romantic. You had this energy, this time together, and you were always fun, and you worked together, and you were just being you. You loved it. You were... you were festive. The other girls were just like, after he saw you, he was just starstruck. He saw you and he was, whoa, because you were like happy, laughing, loving, happy. And the other girls, they were nothing compared to you. It's like he fell and stricken in love with you is what I'm feeling.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
That sounds good.
That is good. And I thank you for calling. Is this the first time I've ever read for you? Yes. Yes, thank you. So can you tell me where you heard of Psyche's Gone Wild?
A friend of mine. A friend, she opened a computer, she found you guys on the computer, and she put me on.
I'm very glad. I want to thank you for calling in, and I mean, the first one I get to read for tonight on a crazy night, I'd like to give you a gift. If you would contact PsychesGoneWild.com, I will send you all three of Linda Irwin's CDs of her beautiful music. We have 1, 2, and 3 of the collage set, and you'll get all three of them to listen to the music. And we're going to play Linda's music here in probably about 20 minutes. But thank you for calling in, and keep going
well.
You're
welcome. Thank you to talk to you.
Thank you. We are going here, and this is Jethro with a lot of cool people. And our first caller was a wild tiger we had a lot of fun with, and we're going to continuing on, take a little bit of emails, and I'll take a couple more calls. This is my Friday night, guys. You've got to realize I'm a little on the silly side. We had a circle here tonight. I want to share this a little bit with everyone. Those of you who know the year, this is the year that with 2014 that's bringing energies out to bring stuff to fall out. So if you've got something that's going on in your career or in your life that's happening, this is the year it's going to come about. Whether it is a job maybe you're not so crazy about, or you've got employees that you can't trust, or you've got employers. So notice this year, take a little bit of your time together and make sure that you're looking, asking your guides more. A lot of you I know are going, I already do this every day, but ensure your guides that you're working and working your path. Because what's happening, individuals are beginning to feel they're strengthened. They're beginning to go into another relationship. And they're also telling each other that you're going to be having that kind of energy with you. So when you're looking out there and you've got a guide that's, let's say you're feeling a sense of energy. And all of you guys who don't know, take a class with me at 1 or 2. I teach people how to meditate real quick or raise energy to talk to their guides. By this year, a lot of people will know the name of their guides. And that's important because, okay, you're doing light and you're feeling the essence in there, but you know that name of that guide, so you can immediately do the light, call on your angel, your guide, and have them work with you. And another example is you heard the lady before, I was telling her totem. You should know your spiritual totem here this year. It's kind of a progression. It's like you know your spiritual totem that's here with the animal working with you to know your guide, and you've got a tripod. They're a holy trinity. You know, the three is a magical number. If you think of the trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, that three working together with you. And so you're working together this year, which is, if you do the math, 2014 is a 7. This is a 7 year, which is a spiritual year. It means it's a year that you're learning your lessons and you're working together with it. All of us knew that when we had 2012, we had a lot of vortexes opening. Everyone was worried about the year. 2013 came through and we all were working on the ascension energy and we were already ascended from 2012. And now we're working on that other heightening of spiritual. So long story short, you're working together with your guides to do that. Any of you who want to do a little exercise, last night we were talking about seeing your aura. You can look at the mirror, do that energy back and forth on one foot, look without seeing. We made a lot of jokes about it, and then you see your energy. Tonight I want to give you a little bit more. This is what we used to do on Spiritual Learning Connection. Those of you who know me from there or living in the psychic realm, whoa, we're talking me and Jan. Me and Jan started back then and still going strong. We're talking here about learning. I give you a little bit of learning. If you want to really hear your guides. Yes, meditation is what you always hear over and over. That's the Band-Aid. Sometimes as a teacher, I want to grab people and go, come on, it takes a little more to go with me here. That's why I'm a strong teacher that I am. I want you to sit down. I want you to relax. I want you to go through your yin and yang balance. That's your male and female side. Yes, we all have it. You know, we all have those principles in us. Sit down, relax. Do your energy and feel in your heart chakra, the chakra that's right there in the middle of your chest, the green chakra, what is happening there. You relax, you breathe, you do light energy. Really quickly go in there. Relax, calm, feel. Of course, your mind's going to go. This is how a lot of people say, breathe. Focus on the breathing. Bring it into the light of the chakra and see. Now, think of the sun as the male energy, the strong, the old, ancient way of the sun. And there's the male energy. What are you feeling? See, you're getting that energy. That's your male side talking to you. That's your inner voice. Same thing you're going to do here with it. You feel that. Now you got to turn around and relax. three good long relaxed breaths, and you bring in the energy, and then you turn around and you think of the moon. You think of Grandmother Moon and the big full moon, and what is she telling you? See, totally different energy. You're feeling a little cooler, different energy. You're feeling a sensation. I've had people say, I'm feeling achy, I feel pains. That's them telling you to slow down. Or if you're feeling in your system a little sluggish, they're telling you maybe you're not eating the right kind of foods. There's your body talking to you. What you want to do and you want to work with, you relax with this, you'll start to feel it. Then I want you to relax and just calmly feel the angels. We always do our protections, of course. You've either put out a prayer, St. Michael's a good one, or you've put out an energy there in light and only white work you're working with. Then you feel the energy. Feel that sensation. See, you're getting that energy. Everybody, every living force on this planet is feeling energy. I know other ones. I've had some people tell me we were all born with this. You had to be born with it. Whoa, wait up. Who said we weren't born with it? If you look at this, each individual came into the world usually with their five senses. Not all of us have, and we know the individuals who don't have all five senses working. But the sixth sense is there too. Could be working or not. So you have it, and you came in the world with it. We have ways. I say we, the individuals who work the metaphysical, holistic, of toning, meditation, strengthening energy to heighten that. We've proven it over and over through the years that we can open it up to get you to see with your third eye, to hear with your clairaudience, to feel with your sensation. So work with this little bit of energy, feel the energy, and then I want you to take and get outside. No matter what can go, I know some people are saying, I have a problem getting out there physically. I can only get out to my balcony. My friend here that's, you know, at the house, have someone work with you. Get out there. Play it safe. Don't say Jethro said I could go out. But go out there. Have it safe where you're feeling the air and the energy. Feel and notice that element, because that's the element that does the hearing. That's the blue in your throat. That's the clarity of the energy of that. That element's there. And ask the wind. Feel it. Know it. And I know there's places right now that are real chilly. I don't want you to go out and get in the pneumonia. Do this, obviously, like I said, safe. Go out when you feel this and have a chance. When the wind's there, you feel a little bit, talk and feel it. And ask the higher power, the energy there. Ask him what they feel. Ask him what they're getting. And listen. Just relax and listen. Putting that real intent, you're going to get some answers. Put them down. I had a friend tease me. They said they kept telling me there was a dog. There was a dog in a yard, and the dog was meant to be for me. Long story short, the guides were telling him he needed to get himself an animal. He did get a dog that was not too far from where he lived. He walks the dog every day. He gets his grounding, and he found out that it saved him from blood clots and things he had going on in his legs. So listen to what they're telling you and work with it. I want to thank all of you guys. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. We got a little serious there, and I want to bring it right back to the fun that we always do. Let's get wild and grab that phone. 256. How you doing, 256?
Hey, Jethro. This is Kimberly.
Oh, my little Kimberly, where you been? Where you been? I'm trying to get Kimberly Ward, but no, I get my hot Kimberly, my wild Kimberly. Are you ready to start reading, girl? Because I'm ready for you to read. So you heard my prayers, didn't you?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Kimberly, she's like, I'm calling, Jethro. I'm like, I need the one in New York. I'm so glad you called in. It's so good to hear your voice, and I just love hearing you. We always get wild and go crazy.
I know. It's good to hear you. I was like, I got to call him tonight.
I love this. You know, and this is why, I had someone tell me, said, you're going to have our third year birthday, and you got to put in for those prizes we're going to give away here. We're going to give put down, I'm a Jan fan. You're going to be able to get a reading by Patty Negri, a reading by Jethro Smith, three books of Living in the Psychic Realm authors. We've got put it together, and then we've got Gaetano Vivo, and we've got some, you know, from Italy's books. We're going to be going nuts. It's just going to be completely wild party, and we started giving out prizes Tuesday night with Linda. We gave out six CDs in a matter of 15 minutes. It was like, I laugh. My mailman's like, if you throw one more thing out here on the stoop, I'm going to throw you on the stoop. I was like, we were just going wild. So, Kimberly, talk to me. What do you got? What do you want to look at tonight? I feel energy's going on with you.
Yeah, I'm glad you were talking about the guides, because what I'm doing now is, you know, talking to my guides and practicing that, and you just clarified some stuff for me when you were talking. And I don't want to teach anymore, and I was thinking about position assistant school, and I was wondering if that might be a good path for me.
The guys are telling me yes, and you are. See, and I love what you're doing here. And I do the same thing. I will listen to my guides, and I've done this my whole life. I have this ability. I drowned, came back, and I still work with it. You know, you do this out. It's like two eyes on a paper is better than one. you know.
Okay.
And it's the same thing they're doing with the angels and guides, two people with it. The guides are telling me it is a good path for you to do the change. They are telling me that you are hearing with your guides, and they're giving you gut feelings. You think that you're sometimes feeling a little different in it, and you hear them and sense, but they're working with you physically, like this is where they wanted you to go. They said you've outgrown the teaching part. It's gotten boring for you.
Yeah.
You're a good teacher, you're a good person, but it's gotten there. And I said this new field's going to be there. They're also telling me that you're working out some other stuff, no matter what you look at and what you do and go what you want to, they said you're turning around and you're going into another situation in your life that's turning out everybody else's karmic energy for you. So, this is, and I do see this with teachers a lot, especially the really good ones like you. You get so tuned into helping and doing the work, and then it gets to be, you've done this, and now the energy, they start tuning you where they want you to do this other part. They want you to lead by example is what I'm feeling. They said this would be a better part for you. And I hope you don't mind, Kimberly, here I'm having you help as a student over the air, and I don't want to put you on the hot seat, but when you're sitting there and you're feeling the energy, does your guys put you to sleep, or do they tune you up where you're more hyper after talking with them?
I think I'm a little bit more hyper. I don't go to sleep. I'm a little bit more hyper. And I want to make sure, you know, I ask for signs. I want to make sure that I'm not talking to myself, that they're actually talking to me. So I'm a little bit more hyper.
It's and this is, you know psychology like me, this is your right side of the brain working with the energy, and it means it is happening, it is there. And then the left side kicks in logically and does that and goes, it's, you know, Kimberly, you've been talking to yourself all night, you know, and people of the neighbors over here looking at you. And I go, wait a minute. I waved at them back. My lips were mumbling. I could have been singing. How do they know the radio wasn't on? You know, when I got to tease, you know, I just tease. And it is exactly what the guys
said.
And I love it, Kimberly, because that's why with the hyper. So those of you who are learning, just like Kimberly is with that, when my guys do that and I'm having one of those nights, I also will take and do another part of it, is I work with them on it, and then I turn it over. I put it in on something and write it and turn it over, and then I name all four corners of my where I'm going to go to sleep that night with four strong angels, and I give them the mission. Would you tonight, while I'm sleeping, work with me on this later on, when I'm in that unconscious, you know, and we all know when you're in Delta State, you're not picking up anything. You're not picking up the phone. You're not picking up the guys. But the in-between, the beta state, when we're the most psychic, not alpha, when we're there, but beta, and working together to be able to get that energy, you will, with your REMs, pick up this energy. And it's so phenomenal. I'm giving you, you can tell why I love to teach with what I do. But it's like, we'll get together after class, and it's like, okay, everybody, you put your little notebook by the bed, you know, for dreams. All of you do dreams. No, you should be doing this anyway. And don't put the pencil where you're going to step on it. Come on, people, work with me. Put the pencil in the thing there. I had a lady teach me. She goes, I've been doing so well with my dream energy, and now my foot hurts. And I'm thinking, your foot hurts? What are you dreaming? I mean, I'm thinking, you know, you're pedaling a car. Are you dreaming of, you know, kicking the horse? What are you drinking? Are you, you know, like your Western life? Then she tells me, well, I got up and stepped on my pencil. It's like, well, you don't step on your pencil. You put all that stuff over here, and you put it where when you first get up, that's when you're most psychic, and you're like raising up, you know, waking up. You don't have to get completely out of bed for this. Reach over, take your dream book, and write down what's there. And that's your most psychic attunement of all. Because, and I see, I do, I'm just like you, we're a lot alike with the right. But that left side, when you're in that state, that's that God gift and the light gift where they're telling you, da 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 da. I've had them tell me stuff. It's like, you're going to get this place. You're going to be working here. You're going to do it. And I'm so, you know, when you're getting up in the morning, I'm not a morning person. I don't know if you are, Kimberly. But your reaction is, oh, you know, when you get up and do whatever you do to put on yourself and get ready to do your day. But if you put that and write it down, then I go back later and I'll look at it. It's like, man, they told me that 2 weeks ago. They told me the address I was getting on something back, and it was ended up being the place I owned for almost, you know, 17 years. It's like, that's how they do it. So I'm giving you a little bit of lesson on dreaming. I feel that's good with you with the work. And, you know, I love you dearly, and I got to go on. They always say I keep you as my favorite.
Okay.
And so,
all right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you, Kimberly. Keep on laughing and definitely put in it. Psyche's gone wild. This is Jethro, and we're having a wild Friday that's a little calm. I found my break, so you guys got to laugh with me. 978, how you feeling, 978?
Good, Jethro. How you doing, hon?
Really good. I just, like I said, it's Friday. It's been a really wild day, very intense, busy here in Tampa, and At first, the phones didn't
play.
Well,
at least you're in Tampa.
Where are you hiding at?
I'm in Massachusetts.
Oh, you got that white stuff. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that, what do you call that stuff? Yeah.
The I can outrun it is what I call it. I really would.
Yeah.
Did you see
Listen,
it on the
I
paper?
Have a question. This guy that I'm dating, he just sold his house tonight, and I believe he's going to be looking for a new one. Do you see him asking me to move with him eventually by the end of this year or by the summer?
I feel like that's going to I need to get your first name for permission from the guy.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon. My name's Kathleen. His name is Joe.
Thank you, Kathleen. It's only because of the guides I've learned for years. Otherwise, I'd be scanning everyone, and so I make them do that with me. They're showing me with you. I know. You go to the grocery store, and you're like, did you know that lady? Quit doing that. Everyone knows you're chasing that guy. You're like, ah. So I get thrown out a lot, Kathleen. But I love what the guides are saying with this. I feel that this person with you is going together. They're telling me that he's also working on something else. He's got something going on here. Say his name again.
Joe, and he just told me tonight that his house sold, and it's a big place, and he was going to look for a smaller place now.
Yeah, that's what I feel, and I feel good. I feel that this is a good sign with you two together, because he's letting go of the old, and he's putting in the new so you two can be more complete. I do feel he really cares for you, but I laughed. That's what they said, and it made me laugh, because the guides were showing him, like, don't get mad, but they show him like a silly gorilla. They show him like, and he's all like, so it's either part of his totem, it's also working with his energy. They're telling me that he's also going through another part of his energy. And they said that he's also going in to another work together. And they said no matter what he looks at or goes into, they said he's completely going into that life and that work with it there. I would say yes. I do feel something that's a little different, though. It's like they show that sometimes his love with you is, it's like he's real passionate. Ooh, I gotcha. And then he's kind of back for a while or something.
Yeah.
That's him. I got his number. I can
yeah, you
that.
Do.
Yeah, and I.
So, when do you think that's going to end?
I honestly, you're not going to like it, but I think he does kind of like the thrill of the hunt and the chase. And as they're telling me, that's some of his totem energy. That's some of the parts of it. And I feel the angels are telling me that you two are like, he likes that. You get frustrated with it, but he likes the, you know, come run out in the jungle, Jane. Ah, I got you. No, I'm over here. Come over and do. And you're like, come here, you know, Tarzan. I'm just about ready to ring you to the banana bin if you don't start doing that. That's what I'm feeling. And so I do see you two more stronger in a relationship here, even going in a little bit more, Kathleen, as things are happening this year. But this house was a good thing. It's like most people would say, well, he downsized, but he also got rid of a lot of excess energy from this big house that was with him.
Yes. So when do you think that we'd move in together?
The guides are showing me later on. It looks like it's close to June. It looks like it is a little more. That's why I said he's up to something. It's a good thing, but he is ornery to you because he does this passion. He can't let go of you no more, and he can let go of his foot. He's got this energy with you, but he just is like he's in love, and yet he's still going through this thing where he's still trying to tap dance around. Okay, I've got her. I want her. I've got, and then he takes a little time, you know, going into another part of his own energy is what I feel.
Yeah, but that should stop, right?
I feel it's going to lessen. I do feel it's going to – I also feel that part of what has happened, too, is your guides have went into a seriousness for you now that you love him, but you're also kind of giving him the idea of, okay, we need to do something here a little more. And I think it's good. I feel it's really good. The guide said – they keep showing him like a gorilla, and I don't mean to tease. He's going to go, thanks, he's going to King Kong me here. But it's like it's a good thing. They're showing him like a really – like a passionate person like that, and then they show that. That's a good animal. That's a territory. But then sometimes he's off where he's – I feel like he's got a little bit where he needs his own little space there.
Yeah, his wife just died in September. So I think that might have a lot to do with it. And it's the house they lived in that he just sold tonight. But do you think he's going into a house or an apartment?
I feel like he's going into another situation of, I feel that he's going to, as his downsize, I feel like he's going into another part of his energy, and it looks like it's going into another part of him working with it that's going to be I feel like for a while it's going to be a little bit of an apartment. I don't feel like he's doing another house right off. I feel like he's kind of like he's re-doing it. And they said it's a good thing. It's like he's checking the ground. He's working with the energy, and he's putting himself where he wants to go.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting with him. And I hope I've helped you. Thank you for calling me, Kathleen. Is this
yes.
Can I ask? I'm asking me, where did you hear about us Gone Wild Wilders?
Oh, I'm on Blog Talk. I've been on Blog Talk, and I check all the shows that are on. So that's how I heard about you.
And I know everybody's like, well, you're a psychic, Jethro, you should know. But I'm kind of putting out the feet, the vibes. I want to make sure, because we have fans, and I love you guys that are calling in. I want you to, please, you know, everyone's asking me what to do. And I'm in a meditation. We're 3 years. What do I do with this? Do we go wilder? Do we run to another place? What, you know, I mean, we've been, thank you, fortunately, we are in the third position on American Federation, voted the most popular third, and last year we were second of the internet radio shows. I was so,
well, congratulations.
So honored. Thank you.
You should be so proud of that.
I am so proud. It's all the others that do it. I mean, you hear Wild Jan in there giving totems, laughing and giggling, and Amy Kavanaugh helping someone with a mediumship, and then, you know, Linda Irwin's in here talking about Unseen, and, you know, she had me going with the ETs, and then last night I think I went through a kind of an empathy energy. There was a lady here talking about her children and having birth, and I felt sensation, and I've never had that. I'm a boy, so I know.
And having birth?
Yes, and it was like the energy, even though it was a psychic.
What, were you getting pains?
Yes, I was, and it wasn't a pretty baby. It was a kicker. He was really – I told her, I said, this kid's not just got hair. He's got cleats. We need to work with this. I think this was a football player. It is there, you know.
He's getting revved up for Sunday, yeah.
Exactly. Well, Kathleen,
all
right. Thank you for going wild with me.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
We are on Psychics Gone Wild, just having a little more energy, a little more fun, making sure this is going in. And they said, don't forget, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, there's some other work and some other energies out there coming for the light workers. And this is a good thing. If you've been chosen, this is something that we were discussing last Thursday, and one of our people here, phenomenal Dina Flanagan, we've known was one of our forerunners in healing and work with she does. You're chosen, and what they're doing is you're feeling this sensation. Those of you who are having problems with your cars last year, your batteries, other situations. Another one is we know is Amy Kavanaugh. Amy Kavanaugh is one of our strong individuals. It means when you're chose, then you do the straight light work. You get to be right up in front, and we have platoons. Those of you who've tuned in and caught on what this is, the Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Jethro discussing some of the earth changes in 2014, discussing what happens with light workers. The light worker who's out there, it's just like the old thing, that you don't worry about the dog that's barking, you worry about the quiet one, because the energy of the one who's getting all the energy, they're quiet, they're back doing it. If somebody's like, I'm able to get this, and I'm tuned in, and I'm getting it, you're like, okay, that's nice. It's that person that's quiet or working the energy. Like I said, Dina and Amy, both of them were chosen to do this work. They're doing light work. They're doing straight working with the guides. There's no, you know, okay, I'm getting this from Kuan Yin. I'm feeling Mother Mary. I'm feeling it, which is good, and I'm not putting down other ones with it. They're just straight talking with them. The guides are going, Amy, this is what I'm telling you on the mediumship. Here's what I'm getting in the energy with it. That's the kind of work that we're getting in this year of 2014. I've got an email here asking me, Jethro, I've been on the phone. Let me in tonight. I will. There's quite a few on the phone, and I apologize to you. We usually have a helper here with me, and I'm on it myself. But the fun thing is we don't just do this just to do the readings. We do this to help you. So I welcome you to get a reading. It's psychicsgonewild.com or jethrosmith.net. I do quite a bit of readings in the daytime, and then this night's where we have the fun and we help each other. So we're going to talk a little bit for a second, then I'll grab a couple. We got a couple of you phone calls. I will definitely get in. 512-912, you both will get in tonight. You've been with me since the start, and I want to tease you a minute here, because I had someone tell me last night that when they were listening in on the phone, they decided that they're going to give me a spot, and so they're going to find a way to beat me through here. So we're going to get a beep when Jethro's went too far. So I said, I would probably be beat all the time. I mean, I just feel like I'll be beat. And I feel like they're going into the work of it. They said, you know, and no matter what you say or what you do, they said that the light's here, it's always going on for us, and that's what we're working at doing. So let's turn the lights on, as they say, and let's have some fun. 512, how are you? 512.
Hey, Jethro.
Hello. Hey, 512. Yvonne. Yes, I said, Yvonne, where have you been? Like, Yvonne, I knew that you were out there. I know that you've been having a party. Patty was going to Tennessee or to Texas to see, and I said, you know, I think they should ask me over there because me and you'd have a blast.
No,
you know, I told Gary, you know, Gary lives in Austin. I'd come over to Austin, Texas. They do psychic fairs over there. You know, they never invite me just because I like to eat. I bring my own food. The wrestlers know me. I have all
we
the
cards. We have
some
good restaurants over here.
Yes, you do. Do you know that I gained so much weight in Galveston when I was there? They were teasing me. I mean, there was a point there where people were like, does he just go from one restaurant to the next? I remember one time we went through the strip there on the, you know, the boardwalk that they've got. And I went like six places. And my son's like, Dad, you've ate jambalaya, you've ate Mexican food, you've ate ribs, you ate some steak. You know, and then I ate some kind of a really beautiful Mexican dish. I can't remember the name, just all this food. And then all of a sudden, it's like, he goes, you know, we've been, that's all you've done. You're not visiting any of the sites here in Galveston. You're just eating your way through the island.
There's some good food down here.
We could do it. I would go for it. You know, and I've got a little bit saved up. We could eat for weeks. We could just go wild. I'm glad you called, Yvonne. You know you're my dear friend, and I worry about you. How are you doing? I want to feel with the energy here with the health. I know you're a toughie here, but you feel like your system's all right. How you doing?
My health is good, so I'm grateful for that. I want to know about my love life now.
Oh, you know I love that question. I love that question. That's my favorite.
I know you do.
Oh, my gosh. I love that you asked, and here we are looking into the energy with permission with you. Oh, my goodness. You've always been my wild lover. You have, and I will say this, you have the most unique readings that I read over the radio, and I've read for you personally, but I can say confidential, I've read for you over this radio because of people listening. Yvonne, I love you when you're in love because your guides have given you this path that is the most beautiful energy and strength. I do feel there's a person. I feel there's another individual. There's a lady there. I feel there's someone there that's in coming into the energy, but I feel like you've got some other individuals who are like they were trying to get back or something's happened with somebody you were with or something before, and you're having to keep the door, keeping that closed.
You know my crazy life.
Oh, my goodness.
we won't broadcast it, but.
We've got to talk later. That's what I love about my life. Yeah. I get to hear all the truth. I do get that, and I will, for confidential reasons, say that. But I do feel that, and I love with the excitement because I feel the love's in the air. And I always love with you in the fact that, you know, you've had some things that I could make music out of it. Those of you know I do. I don't play the guitar as well as my sister or my father and my grandfather, but I do play music, and you have that kind of energy that you could sit down and put that energy and write a beautiful, loving song. It's like, and here's the energy. And here's the things together. That's what I'm feeling for you. That's what, you know, and we have a past, and everyone will know, and I'm teasing that, not like that. You guys never think of anything else, do you, in New York? What I'm saying is we have a past that we together, I used to read in Sedona, Arizona, so I have read for you in physical, then we become friends with it, and they're telling me that what this year is going to bring for you, you laughed about your crazy life, but they're teasing. They said, this life is going to be like firecrackers. You're going to have pop, pop here, pop, pop there. You're going to have exes popping out of the woodwork who didn't want you. Now they want you. Here we go. There we go. And there we are in the love. Can you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're telling me. They're telling me it's going to be completely out of this world.
Wow. I don't want an ex.
I love you, Yvonne. You're so you are. Can I tell you, you're my sweetest Texas friend. I love that. I've been there. It's leftovers. No thanks. I've already had my fill. I do. And see, that's why we're alike. I don't know these people that don't burn the bridge. I don't have a problem. I mean, I have an ex who we had children together. We don't have a problem. But I'm not going to sit there and I don't get these people. I got to talk to you. If you've been there and the show wasn't that great, or the show was completely crazy. Why go back and sit back down at that diner? Let's try one more time. I don't like lasagna, but I'm going to stick a few more in my mouth, and someday I'll like the taste of it. Go over and have Chinese.
Exactly.
I love you, Yvonne. We are in Rodri. We are having an adult show tonight. I think I've got my guest, Kimberly Ward. I cannot get Skype to pick her up. She's a phenomenal psychic. very good friend. I got to meet her at the American Federation. So me and Yvonne are going to talk about our love life. All of you who are scared. No, I'm just teasing there. I got people clicking. We got more people tuned in than I've ever had on this show. We may start a new record tonight. All of a sudden, the
folks.
Are they ready for us, Yvonne?
You're good.
I love you, Yvonne. You're a good friend.
I hope they're ready for you. I'm glad I caught you.
I'm glad you did, too. And we definitely, I'm putting out some other prayers to you, too. You know, it's been a little while. Put into Psyche's Gone Wild. I know that you've been one of our actually good prize winners. Definitely put in and stuff. We're going to go have our birthday here in February 17th, our birthday. So we'll be giving away a bunch of wild presents. And we actually know, technically, it's February 10th was the birth date. Me and Sandra Green did the first show, and I did it at a laundromat. It was really strange.
Wow.
It was like, yeah, she calls me on the show. Sandra was going to do the show. We were talking, and I had one of my wonderful moments. I'm in doing laundry in Pasadena, California. Sandra calls me on the phone. She goes, we're on now. And so I'm reading, and here, I mean, there's a couple of, and now we can't find that tape. We were all trying to find it on Blog Talk. They said they can get it back.
Oh.
But you laugh because right in the middle of it, there's this little kid. They stick this little kid in a dryer. And I'm like, oh, my gosh,
I look over,
and here's this little kid. Yeah, I guess you can spin for 2 or 3 minutes, and then you get dizzy, and they took him out. But I was freaking out. I'm like, what are you doing with your four-year-old? And the guy, he didn't speak any English. And I'm like, el piquito español, my your kid, are you loco, crazy? And Sandra's laughing, and she's like, and now Psyche Jethro is reading the little kid that's a little bit crazy or something. She says something really funny. And I just, you know, I'm like hung up the phone. I'm like, what are you doing? You know, and the guy's like, oh, he's having a good time. The one guy in English is telling me, I go, he's not having a good time. His eyes are crossed. He's going to be like that for life. He's going to walk around the street. And people are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, what's he doing? You don't put your kid in a stirring up. He's not an egg. He doesn't need to be scrambled. And these people.
No kidding.
Yeah. So I think we're celebrating man. 3 years. And I'm going to do it at home. We're going to have it. We're going to give away. Put on, I'm a Jan fan. A Jan fan's going to get you some big prizes. Patty Negri's doing a prize, too. If you take and do a five-minute video right now, we have a video out there. Over 58,000 likes from Psyche's Gone Wild. Melissa Berman has a video out there with a puppet. The guy's cute. He looks like a little, I'm sorry, he looks like a little German Muppet, but he's cute, and he's saying listen to Melissa Berman. And then the other contest is with Russell. Russell's like 40-some thousand of I Love Patty Negri's Voice. I got to hear it again. And that's the name of the voice.
I've heard. I've listened to your show. I just so glad I got to be in touch with you because sometimes I just don't make it on.
Oh, it's, and you know, and that's one thing we've got tonight, and I know a lot of them, I'm going to probably get emails tomorrow a little grumpy. I'm a little tired, as you can tell, and we're just going to work through it. The fun thing today is I have a new system, and those of you know, I thank you for the grace of let's get through it. I got double booked today, and I made it through today with a schedule that was double booking me at home and on the phone, and it all worked out. I'm still amazed. It's like I always thought I would be, you know, double crazy, but I ended up being even double crazier.
You're crazy, Jethro. Come on. We all know that.
They laugh. They go, why do you do the wild? And I said, that's why. You know, I was always called the wild one with those kids and the family. My family called me the live wire. They said, you are like a live wire. And I don't remember ever being really calm. I remember being little kids. I remember one time teasing, and you read my book and about the condom on my hand. That is true. I mean, I found it. We found it later. My father's like, you know, there were six of you. I was trying to stop that. You put a condom on your hand. You're like, look at the monster. And here's the reverend. They about ripped my arm off. I thought it was cool. It's like, look at the little monster. My mother's like, that is not funny.
Oh,
what is wrong with you? You know? And I'm like, I got to keep a joke. I go, like, they said if they kept them laughing, nobody would get mad. I don't want to hear no yelling in here.
You're a clown.
Yes. I love you, Yvonne. I'm going to do a little bit more. Talk to me, call me. You've always got that. You know, and my regular, you know that with regular clients, people tease me with through the years, but I've had people just call, just talk a little bit. I'm not going to charge you to give a little bit of energy. You've got something going there, and I will read for you a little bit privately, not charge you. You know, we won't let the secret out. I just told everybody over the radio I do that with my regulars. But, you know, you are my regular. I have a thing when I read people, I take very much pride. And I had a lady tell me today, I got to read for, it was actually, I'm reading now for the granddaughter of someone that I read for, and they got married together. And today I got emotional. I thought, boom, I'm telling you my age, too. I'm like, me and Pebbles and Bam Bam were around. Because I'm reading that, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this is a child, because she's a teenager, but, you know, she's a child. And her mom's like telling this girl what they told her, you know, this is who got mom and, you know, my mom and dad. She's looking at me, and I could tell this girl because she made me laugh. She's like, well, you were in Colorado? She says, you don't seem like you lived in the Rocky Mountains, which I was liking how teenagers are. And I said, yeah. So I've gotten a little warmer and mellowed. I got a tan now here. But we just kind of laughed it off. And then it dawned on me, that's what I think this is about. I think that's where the readers really come in, you know? A guy told me today, he goes,
yeah,
this is all you do? He goes, you only do this for a living? So what else do you do? And I said, believe me, this is enough. I mean, I had a girl tell me today, she goes, you work like this, right? And she was, you know, she's seeing this thing. I said, but you got to realize that I go and lay down for 2 days after one of these. You know, I'm like, okay,
no
now
kidding.
We go find chicken soup and my big fat pillow named Haba.
Jethro.
I miss you,
I'll
too.
Give you a
very,
call.
I do. Blessings to you. I better go. Other people are pushing and shoving here.
Okay. Take care.
You too.
Good talking to you.
You too. Very good friend. Thank you, guys. This is a very good deja vu. Fun Friday. Going wild, but a little bit tired. Psychic Jethro going, here we go. 912. What about you, 912?
Hello?
Yes, you're on Psychic Squad. Well, you thought he would never shut up, did you? You're like, Jethro. How you doing? I can
good.
Feel you.
How are you?
Oh, I'm real good. Just a little tired puppy. If you'll give me your name, I'll get you what the guide's giving me energy, and then we'll ask your question.
My name's Brianna.
Brianna, very good. Brianna, I feel in a lot of strength with you. I feel like you are dealing with... I feel like my favorite question is love and energy with it. But I feel like you've got some stuff going on there. You're handling quite a bit. What's going on with the money there? I feel like there's something there that it needs to kind of stretch a little more, or something's going on with the finances there. You're the only one working?
Yes.
What's going on there?
No, my husband's the only one working.
Oh, he's the only one. I love you. See, now that's a good woman. You just get 2 points with me. No, my husband's the only one. Well, you know what? That's good, and I'm glad that with the energy with you, but I do feel that you guys are going to get something going on there. They're telling me financially there is something with that one check going, but I feel like there's something else coming in that's going to help a little bit. You're a good person, and I feel that. Now, could I get your husband's name?
Scott.
I feel like God, and they're giving me permission here. Is that okay if I read your husband too?
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like you two together are working out some other energy there. It's like you've got some people there that are a little nosy. I'm picking like you got some people that are like in your business. I'm sorry. Now I'm like picking you apart like a chicken. You're like, I didn't come here to be pulled a bone off of me, but the guys are telling me with you that they're in your business and they need to stop. And I feel like you, because you guys are working and he's working hard and you're trying to get this, they're a little jealous because, I mean, he does love you is what I feel. I feel very much loves you. It's obvious. And I feel like that this makes other people a little jealous. Now, is this family or who are these nosy ones?
It could be a friend or it could also be family. I think to make sure of both.
Oh, okay.
One of each. Maybe.
Ah, makes sense to me. It feels like the friend. Now that we got to talking a little bit, I do see you politely letting him know. You know, and you need to walk tall, girl. I got to tell you. I mean, this guy really does care, and you're a good person. I feel like you went through a little bit of stuff, too, that's happening here now. You kind of have a little bit, and don't get offended, but it's like me and Yvonne were talking. We kind of don't have that little perfect past where we only dated that wonderful person and we just looked at each other from afar. We actually lived. I feel that's with you. I feel like you've got a little bit of stuff that they're trying to find on you in the past or something. They're trying to pull something out of there. The funny thing is you're not shy. You don't care what people think. You're kind of a tomgirl.
I don't.
I love it. Thank you. We're friends now. Come on in. I love it. You know, if you want to be shy, me and we're the wrong two to talk to. You know, go hide behind the veil if you don't want to see us, because we're going to tell you what we got. I feel the angels going in here with you. See, you made a friend. Now you're going to not call me again. The first time you call me, like, I got Jethro. Oh no, I want call in and tell the calm ones. We do have calm psychics too. You'll have to try another one. I'm the crazy one. I feel the energies, guys, going on with you. That's happening. That there's a real strength here. Now, there's also something else happening here with you. I feel you're taking in and getting to know you a little bit. You've got some smarts. There's some things that you've got that are very intellectual that you're able to do, but your husband you were kind of working on right now, it's like I feel like you two are kind of fighting there a little bit, like you're at home, but you want to be doing something. There's something else going on. Now, talk to me about the kids. You've got I feel like there's, I'm going to say a little baby.
Yeah, I have a little baby. Her name's Maya.
Excellent. I feel that baby, and I feel the energy there. And what a cutie. You've got such a strong energy with this. You're doing, I mean, you're doing the things of it. No wonder they're jealous of you. You get to be home. You get to be the mom. You got the family. You got the love. You've got this angel blossoming. This baby is so gifted. I feel such positive energy. You've got one of those babies who was just put there to do the work. And I see you finding something to do that keeps you kind of idle a little bit. But, you know, you should write. I think you should sit down and write some of those things you used to write about. Write a hot, steamy novel of, you know, you don't have to do it to think it. You know what I'm saying? You could write something to do that. I feel you've got that love there. And that's what they're telling me. And here I've given you all this piece of stuff. What did you want to ask me? I'm sorry, I didn't. What a rude man, huh?
You kind of answered it, but which is kind of, is everything how it's supposed to be right now as far as my love life goes?
I feel like you two are, I feel like it's a little awkward there, and I know it's over the radio. I do feel there's some things happening, and I feel for now it is, but I feel honestly what's going to happen with you two is there's some, like I said, there's other people, like they're kind of getting in your business. And you know one thing, girl, about it is, it's something I can say, just because I'm older than rocks, I can tell you, people will jump and get in when it's intense. You know, I had family I didn't even know I had. When I fell in love, I went, bam. I mean, the guides told me about Kay. And I met her, and I was like, I was ornery because I asked her out, and she ignored me. And I thought, fine for you, lady. You know, long story short, boom, we fell in love. We felt energy. What was even impressive about it was that I had people, like I said, who didn't, who were just like, they had something petty to say. You know, she's too cute. She's Italian. She's wild. You know, she's a Tom girl. I'm like, yeah, isn't that rock? You know, I feel that. Happening with you, and I feel like there's something else going on here too, a little bit with the energy. The guides are working with it. How old is your baby?
She will be one in March.
You're going through some energy here that's still coming out with this energy, and I feel like there's another baby coming a little bit later on. But it's like we got to get you back in that. I feel hot. I got this going, and it's back because you're a cutie. I do think that he's. I feel like your husband's a little stressed out. Something else is getting to him.
Mm-hmm.
A little.
She works nonstop, and we can't get ahead.
Oh, it's so funny. Here she is, you're going, hey, yeah, we're talking about you, cutie girl. What's happening, that's what's wrong with it, is that it is. They're giving me 60 cents, seconds before they kick me out the door for having big lips. Brianna, thank you for calling. Definitely get a hold of Psyche's Gone Wild. Definitely hang in there. Do a little prayer, and if you get a hold of me at JethroSmith at AOL.com, it's PsychicJethro@AOL.com, I'll send you a free prayer that helps work on energies to help alleviate some of that and bring the abundance in so you guys can live with that. I feel like you guys are just under a lot of pressure, and that's sad. You're good people. Don't let those busybodies get their little face in there. They can do their own commercial.
Okay. No, just 5 more seconds. This gift that I have, is it good?
It is good. It is good. And I know that this is something else that you could do really good with this. You could be doing some energies with it and not only reading on this show with me. It's like the guys are saying that part of your energy is that someone's told you odd stuff of it. It's good. And it also is working with some light and angels because you can't help it, so you're worried about it. You don't understand how to control it.
Right.
So that's what I get, and they're, oops,